Good morning. It's September 27th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Ash in the Air. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. 1 John 3:18. A week ago, we were in Fort Collins, Colorado for our nephew's wedding. It was a joyous occasion, as weddings tend to be, a chance to catch up with relatives we hadn't seen in quite some time, a chance to tell stories on the young bride and groom as both sides of their new families got to know each other. The rehearsal dinner was at the home of my wife's brother, a large tract of land surrounded by horse ranches, the back of which looked over the nearby Rockies. But this particular weekend, the mountains, only 5 miles away, were a blur through the late afternoon haze. Like a smaller version of the devastation wrought in California, where literally millions of acres have burned, there was a fire up in the pass only 15 miles from the wedding, where 330,000 acres had already burned. The smoke lay over Fort Collins like a blanket, and we were told only days ago, when the wind had come from the west, it had snowed ash on everything, leaving cars coated in the gray powder and people grateful for the masks they already wore for the pandemic. We stayed at the Hilton nearby, a large, beautiful hotel with a 10-story-high atrium. But every time we got on one of the glassed elevators, we could see lines of burly young men, and even occasionally women, maneuvering through the lobby, returning in the evening, heading out in the early morning, all clad in high boots, yellow overall trousers, and suspenders over their blue t-shirts. They were firefighters, volunteer firemen from all over the country. Some from full-time forces, but many from small-town volunteer units that left skeleton crews behind in order to face the massive threat in the West. Just last week in Dallas, we had a funeral for a 61-year-old mother of four and grandmother of eight who died fighting the LNU complex fire in Napa. She didn't have to go there. She went because she had a skill set that could save other people's lives. She went because she was a mom and a grandma, and knew she could help keep other people's families intact. She went out of love. People talk a good game about loving their neighbor. People get hung up on exactly who their neighbor is, like the priest and the Levite in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10:30-37. But Jesus makes it pretty clear who your neighbor is and what it means to act neighborly. Your neighbor's anyone who needs help, and acting neighborly is simply to give it. The one who shows mercy is the one who loves his neighbor. This discussion in Luke began, you will recall, when one of the scribes asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus merely answered his question with a question. After all, Jesus was Jewish. "What does the law say?" Jesus asked. The man responded, "Love God and love your neighbor." Jesus told him he was correct and shared the story of the Good Samaritan to answer the scribe's follow-up question of, "But who exactly is my neighbor?" The tired young people with the determined looks on their faces, but the ready smiles, knew the answer far better than the scribe who needed the parable to understand. If you leave your home and your family, you cross the country, and then you risk your life hiking through 120-degree Fahrenheit temperatures, blowing flames, falling trees, and incinerated towns, you already know who your neighbor is. When you pray today, thank God for people like those firefighters. Thank God that there are people who understand that as a society, there is no way to go forward without sacrificing to help each other. It's too easy to forget in this tumultuous time of fires and floods, hurricanes and rioting and viral pandemic that the love of Christ is all around us, flowing through regular people who are willing to die to help people they don't even know. We saw many types of love in Fort Collins. We witnessed the joining of lives by two young people in love and dedicated to each other. We witnessed the love of their family and friends, and we witnessed the brotherly love of firefighters from far away. Love is still the answer. It always will be. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let your Holy Spirit work within us and stir us not just to exhortation of your promises, but stir us to action whenever our skills can alleviate the suffering of a neighbor. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.